Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a MotoGP special edition of MWJ. I'm your host, Darren Gomez. Join me as I talk nothing but MotoGP for the next 30 minutes or so as I review the last two races of the MotoGP series and preview this weekend's action at Valencia. As always, I welcome your questions and comments. You can email the show at agomez_MWJ@mogwai.com or message me on Twitter at twitter.com/agomez_sports. Become a fan of the show by searching for More Sports Weekly Journal on the Facebook search tablet and subscribe to the show either on blogtalkradio.com, on nwj.podomatic.com, or just search for More Sports Weekly. Search for the NWJ with Aaron Gomez or the NWJ on the iTunes search tablet on the iTunes store. As always, I always enjoy getting on doing live talking on blogtalkradio.com. The first thing I do want to say is, I'm not very proficient when it comes to covering MotoGP, but I love the series. It's a fascinating series with great characters, and this is one of the gems that one of the needle of the haystacks type of thing that's not really that good secret that only the locals know. Like for example, the second menu at that place in California that everyone wants to. Order that. Oh my goodness! I'm having the worst, terrible time to have a brain freeze. Oh my gosh! What is that sloppy burger? That good burger or whatever the heck it is over there in the second menu. You know. Anyway, enough with that riffraff. Let's just jump in and talk about the MotoGP race at Australia, Phillip Island. For the third to last round of the MotoGP 2010 World Championship. And again, for the fourth straight year, Casey Stoner wins at Phillip Island. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, duh. I just goofed up. Let's try this again. All right. Let's jump into the MotoGP at Australia, and surprise, surprise, for the fourth straight year, sitting on the top step on the podium at the Australian Grand Prix is Casey Stoner. Third win of the year, fourth straight at Phillip Island. What can you say about Casey Stoner? I mean, the guy, obviously the guy has the speed. He's been showing the speed throughout the whole entire year. It's just the guy cannot stay on his bike. I mean, if the guy can stay on the bike, it's almost an automatic podium. You have to wonder how many points he's thrown away with all these offseasons he's had throughout the whole entire year, just saying. But way to go, Casey Stoner, and obviously he's got to. I mean, sadly this weekend at Valencia will be his final race with Ducati, and we'll see what happens next. Obviously, Ducati's not going to be balking at him too much because Valentino Rossi will be joining Ducati next year. But still, it's the end of the era, and and Stoner has definitely been very successful with Ducati, especially the fact that Casey Stoner holds the Casey Stoner has Keith Stoner has held the most wins in this 800cc era at 23 compared to Valentino Rossi's 20 Grand Prix victories. So, I mean, it shows you how when this guy has it, when he's on it, he's good. And you have to wonder, you have to think that if this guy did not have that virus that impacted him last year, how many more victories he will be adding up with the 23. But then again, you have to, you know, hindsight's 2020, that the 2009 Ducati bike was more of a dog than anything else. So, you know, because Mickey Hayden couldn't do nothing. But, you know, then again, Casey Stern did pull the win at Phillip Island last year. The next good of the race is the battle for third place between Rossi, Hayden, Spies, and Marco Simoncelli. Wow. I mean, the racing has been kind of deteriorating a bit lately in MotoGP. And, yeah, you know, we've had some, you know, some good races here and there. I mean, I think we've seen a lot more, you know, swapping positions, a little bit more repetitive at the front of the year than compared to the end of the year. But still, it was great to see Rossi, Hayden, Spies, and Marco Simoncelli. I mean, speaking, it's Marco Simoncelli making his name in the Grand Prix circuit. What a great, fantastic battle for third. At the end, it ended up being a Rossi and Hayden battle. And it's funny how that Hayden's starting to match Rossi. I don't know if Rossi's still hurt from his injuries that he suffered at Mugello this year, but it's funny that, you know, Hayden, who's still, I don't think he still gets the grasp on this bike. He probably will in 2011, hopefully. That's another person that probably hates to see the fact that the year's ending, because if there was another 5-10 races, who knows, maybe Hayden will start a winning streak. That's just me talking right there. But, yeah, and the next good of the race is of course, Marco Simoncelli. I mean, where in the heck did this guy, I mean, this guy came out of nowhere, and the last couple races, he's caught my eye. He's now, like, kind of in Ben Spies' level. Maybe not Ben Spies' level, because Ben Spies won a World Superbike Championship to go along with a couple AMA Superbike Championships. But, you know, he's in the ballpark. I don't know where in the ballpark, but he's in the ballpark. Even let's just say maybe the property of the ballpark. But he's in the ballpark, and I can't wait to see what Simoncelli will do next year. It's too bad that he won't move into a better equipment next year. But there's always 2012, and of course, with the new regulations, I think the 1,000cc regulations or 900cc, I don't frankly remember. I don't got the information with me at this time. It's going to be kind of interesting to see what Simoncelli would do next year, I mean, in 2012. Hopefully, maybe with a good team, a good bike. The first battle of the race goes to Andrea Dovizioso. poor guy, racing, lost a couple positions, and the fact that he had a steering damper melt that broke on him that robbed his top five run. So basically, the bad for Andrea Dovizioso and the MotoGP Australia was that darn steering damper mount for the Repsol Honda team. I mean, poor team. I mean, with the injury of Danny Pedrosa and the championship there, and it's, you know, Andrea just seems like to me the type of guy that just, you know, he sways back and forth like a pendulum. You know, the guy will do some impressive runs. Occasionally will mount a battle and take the fight for the lead with Stoner and Jorge Lorenzo, but I don't know. I mean, this could be very interesting to see what's going to happen with three rider team and Repsol Honda stables next year. Hopefully, he doesn't get the short end of the stick. Just saying. The first out of the race goes to Danny Pedrosa and Lawrence Caparossi. Sadly, both of them did not start the race, because Caparossi hurt his groin during qualifying, and sadly, Danny Pedrosa has still not recovered from his injuries a couple Grand Prix ago, and that's really the only ugly of the race. I mean, the studs of the race goes like this: Stoner, Rossi, and Simoncelli. The duds injured Dovizioso and Nicky Hayden. The only reason why I put Nicky Hayden as a dud is this, because the guy had the speed. And he had third place for a moment. Now, I don't know what it is. I hope that, you know, it's funny that you study so much, you know, the way how they do things. I know the guy busts his behind and rides every single time he jumps in that bike, he rides at 110, 50%, you know? But I wonder if sometimes, like in football, when one team faces another team, a la the Titans versus the Chargers, where the Chargers always has the Titans' number, I kind of feel like sometimes when Nicky Hayden has his number, with especially at the end of the race, he doesn't. I mean, I don't hate to say this. I'm not going to question Nicky's demeanor in finishing or closing a race because, you know, he proved it at the Argonne Circuit that he could put a bold, ballsy move on anyone to get third place. It's just that you would think with him finishing fourth so many times throughout the whole entire 2010 Grand Prix season that he would kind of do whatever he has to take. If it even means to freaking take Rossi's leg off to get third place, then do it, you know? Fourth place sucks. I mean, I'd rather get third or fourth. I mean, heck, yeah, third place is just a bronze medal, but still, I mean, a podium's a podium. And the way how Nicky Hayden, ever since 2006, heck, a podium's a win, you know? So that's what I have to say. All right, so let's just jump into the next Grand Prix at Istanbul. First of all, fantastic circuit at Istanbul. Too bad there's not a lot of four-wheel racing at Istanbul. I love Istanbul. I think I wish the track had a little bit more safety modification into it to make car racing in Portugal. It's a beautiful country, in Istanbul and around that region is a beautiful part of this country and that beautiful part of Europe. The first of the race is the battle of the lead. I mean, for the first time in ages, Nicky Hayden actually contended for the lead on his own merit. That's fantastic news for Nicky Hayden and the rest of the Ducati team that, you know, not Stoner that's contended for the lead. It's Nicky Hayden. But sadly, like always, it seemed like the Ducati bike is not a par, especially on Nicky Hayden's bike, with the Yamahas of Jorge Lorenzo and Valentino Rossi. But it is a good attempt to see Nicky Hayden doing something in his Ducati bike. But the battle lead was between Jorge Lorenzo and Valentino Rossi, and what a quite doozy. But sadly, like always in MotoGP, I don't know if it's the tires or the machinery or the fact that that all of a sudden the track provides. I mean, the thing is, all these riders, first of all of them deserve a round of applause for you know, contending this Grand Prix in the dry. They spent the whole entire weekend in the wet. So, I mean, they do deserve to get commended for that. And as much as I'm very hard on Nicky Hayden, because, you know, I'm expecting this world champion, former world champion, to do something next year, at least finish third every single race, it seemed like it. You know, he and other riders have to put up with no data on the drive at this Istanbul circuit. So, but great battle for the lead. And Valentino Rossi, one thing about Valentino Rossi that I enjoy a lot is ever since he returned back from his injuries at Mugello, you know, that third place battle with Casey Stoner at the Sasha Ring was fascinating stuff, and who can forget the battle of the teammates between Rossi and Jorge Lorenzo for third at Motegi. I can't wait for next year, and I cannot wait to see what a healthy Rossi would do. Hopefully, we'll continue to see more of this Rossi and Jorge Lorenzo battle, but this time in a red and blue bike. You know, Rossi in a red bike and Jorge Lorenzo in a blue or dark blue or whatever the sponsor that Yamaha contracts to their Yamaha team. Who knows? It could be Air Asia for all I know. The second good of the race is Marco Simicelli. I mean, this guy continues to impress me every single week in MotoGP, and who knows what's going to happen this week at Valencia. He has a lot of momentum this weekend, and who knows? He could finish third. It seemed like lately, especially the last couple races, that third place is starting to open up big time, especially if one of the riders falls down, like a DeVos, like a Stoner, like a Hayden. But, you know, believe it or not, as much as, Nicky Hayden has, finished fourth, at least he stays on the bike. But then again, sometimes I question and wonder, but this is just a novice MotoGP follower, listener, watcher, viewer, journalist, whatever, I think in my eyes, if you're driving, if you're riding super hard, you're busting your behind, you're on the edge of, you're on the limit of grip, and that should mean that you should be doggone fast. If you're not almost on the edge or almost falling down, then you're not really riding fast at all. Just saying. The next good of the race goes to Rennie DePugnay, who finishes sixth. Poor Rennie DePugnay. Obviously, I was expecting more things from him this year at MotoGP, but it's good to see that Rennie, the veteran that is DePugnay, finishing sixth. And who knows? We'll see what happened this weekend in Valencia. The first battle of the race goes to Nicky Hayden, who finishes fifth. Basically, the first battle of the race is the Ducati riders. Stoner in his off, and Nicky Hayden with his fifth-place finish. The only reason why I put Nicky Hayden there is the fact that, again, he finishes fourth, he finishes fifth. Now, if all the other riders have inconsistency, then you can say, oh, well, Nicky Hayden is doing doggone good. But when the top of the top riders, finishes first, second consistently, the fifth place is mediocre, especially when you got a grid that only has 16, 17 bikes. And really, after seventh place, it's sadly the privateer teams, and they're like another tier to its own right. So that's why, especially the fact that, Nicky Hayden has, factory equipment from Ducati compared to the customer bike that Marco Simoncelli rides on. That's why Nicky Hayden is the first bad in fifth place. Casey Stoner, what else can you say with the Aussie? Either he wins or he crashes. He's starting to become like Travis Pastrana in his motocross days, his supercross days. That's a good way to destroy your momentum. But then again, Casey Stoner fell off in I think he fell off in Malaysia and came back and won at Australia. So obviously the more offs that Casey Stoner has, it's not going to shake him up. But what can you say? The first ugly, the first ugly race goes to Danny Pedrosa. I'm not saying that Danny Pedrosa's performance, first of all, it's very heroic to finish eighth for the injured, not so healthy. Probably not going to be healthy at Valencia, Danny Pedrosa. And it sucks the fact that he finished eighth, and, it sucks. It's ugly for him that he has to ride in that pain. That's the only reason why. I thought of him when I put the ugly down, but it's very heroic and courage, a lot of courage to finish eighth, and, the other ugly goes to Ben Spies for his off, and it's ugly for him the fact that he strained his ligament on his ankle, and poor Spies. Hopefully he'll be all right this weekend at Valencia, so let's just go ahead and jump in and talk about Valencia with only a few minutes left in a special edition of the MWJ, the MotoGP edition of the MWJ. Let's roll off second practice times. Practice two times for the MotoGP of Valencia, which occurred on Friday. Jorge Lorenzo was the top man on the practice charts. Second place goes to Casey Stoner, who was 31 hundredths behind. I'm sorry, 31 thousandths behind. No, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. 31 hundredths behind Jorge Lorenzo in practice two times. Third place goes to Colin Edwards, who was 7,700ths behind Jorge Lorenzo in his Tech 3 Yamaha bike. Fourth is the impressive Marco Simoncelli, who was about 2 thousandths behind Edwards. Fifth goes to Andrea Dovizioso. Sixth goes to Ben Spies. Seventh goes to Randy Dupuy. Other notables, Valentino Rossi, ninth, about 9,700ths behind Jorge Lorenzo. And Nicky Hayden rounds off the top 10 in practice 2 times at Valencia. All right, let's just talk about, let's preview the MotoGP of Valencia. Obviously, it's kind of very hard to, it's kind of really hard to preview the MotoGP when I don't know who's going to win qualifying. I mean, who's going to win the pole for the MotoGP race. Obviously, the start of the race is very important. And by looking at the practice 2 charts, and knowing the fact that Casey Stoner won first practice, it's probably safe to say that Casey Stoner and Jorge Lorenzo could be the top 2 dogs this weekend at Valencia. It's a crapshoot for third, but it's been like that for the last couple of races. All right, let's talk about the Valencia track for a second. Obviously, first of all, I do want to say that the news headlines coming to this weekend is just simple. It's not a news headline. It's just a storyline that a couple of these riders will be racing with the teams for the final time in their MotoGP career. Who knows? I mean, you never rule out a comeback or anything like that. I mean, Casey Stoner is going to last ride with Ducati. Valentino Rossi's last ride with the Fiat Yamaha team, and Ben Spies' last ride in the Tech 3 Yamaha. And I'm sure that he's happy that he won't be racing in Tech 3 equipment next year. So basically, the big storyline coming into this week's races is the last ride for a couple of riders for a couple of these teams. The key players for this weekend's races is this. Of course, it's Jorge Lorenzo and, like I said, Casey Stoner. Those two proved to me in practice that they're probably going to be the top 2 dogs when it comes to qualifying and for the race. Now, depending on, I mean, I'm now gauging this on who's hot and who's not. Of course, Nicky Hayden has momentum. Valentino Rossi has momentum. Marco Simoncelli has momentum. I don't know about Andrea Dovizioso. Not really sold on him. I'm not sold on Ben Spies, especially with his injury. So I can see where maybe it could be Jorge Lorenzo and sadly, Danny Pedrosa is still riding in pain. He still has a lot of injuries from his off earlier in the year. So, sadly, I'm not going to – I mean, it would be nice to see him battling for the front because Valencia on a home crowd is going to give him some type of energy boost that cannot be found on any energy drink. But I'm not going to put Pedrosa in there. So, basically, it's going to be Jorge Lorenzo and Casey Stoner. I'm predicting it's going to be battling for the win. And Valentino Rossi and Nicky Hayden, the 2011 Ducati twins, will be duking it out for the third and final podium spot in the podium ceremony. Of course, I'm going to go ahead and give Rossi the edge over Hayden because I don't think Nicky Hayden has that closing mentality to overtake Valentino Rossi. Now, I do want to say this. I mean, I still think Valentino Rossi, I mean, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and dog Valentino Rossi on this part, the fact that I think Rossi could contend for the victory with Stoner and with Jorge Lorenzo, but, because, I mean, you know, it's first day of practice, anything could happen, and, you know, we saw by, you know, me studying the first practice times, Colin Edwards was like 11th, in the practice charts to third because the Tech 3 Yamaha team improved his turn-in on his bike. That's the impressive the impressive performance in practice times. Ben Spies was off earlier today but came back to finish 6th in the second practice. He did not tweak his ankle and could move little bit further up in the charts on Saturday, but I don't think so. But that's just, you know, if I had to pick, I don't think so. So it's going to be Jorge Lorenzo and Casey Stoner unanimously battling for the win. And I'm probably going to give, I don't know. I mean, Casey Stoner, when he's on it, he's on it. But it's going to be interesting. I want to see how interesting what Jorge Lorenzo is going to do to cap off the year, to end the year. So, of course, let's talk a little bit about the Valencia track. I've raced here on the FIA GT cars on this track. I love this track. It's a fun, fantastic, great circuit. I mean, I don't know how it is on a bike, but it's fun to drive in the car. It's a very tight, narrow, twisty type of track, and which I frankly do not know what bike suits what type of twisty circuits, but it's fun to drive on the video games at the Valencia track. All right, let's just look at the teams for a second. At Repsol Honda, you know, for Danny Pedrosa, my take on Danny Pedrosa this weekend is the fact that what percent are we going to see Danny Pedrosa this weekend at Valencia? That's my question. I'm sure with 80%, he can at least get top six, you know, maybe get a fifth-place finish. For Andrea Dovizioso, is this. I would like to see him take the challenge and the step in and charge and challenge for the win. I think he can do it. I just don't know why he doesn't have that killer instinct, that final overdrive, that overdrive gear. He needs to use it. I'm challenging him to step it up this weekend. I think he can do it. Why not? For the Ducati riders, for Casey Stoner, it's, you know, obviously, if there was the second half championship, I think Casey Stoner would be right up there contending for the championship lead. Take the fight to Jorge Lorenzo and see what's up, see what happens. For Nikki Hayden, okay, Nikki, you've had a fourth and a fifth. And, I mean, I do give you kudos for the fact that you took the lead, and you seem like you've gotten it down to a point where, okay, now you're not only being consistent, which you were in the beginning of the year, finishing on those fourth, now you seem like you're getting yourself in the battle with the third at Argon and, you know, a possibility for the third place finish at Phillip Island and then the and taking the lead for about a millisecond at Istra. So I want to see what type of improvement will Nikki Hayden have between the last race and this race. I want to see what type of the intensity level he's going to bring to the table. I also want to know and find out what does it mean to be finishing fifth in the points, if it means anything at all to him. Just saying. For the Tech 3 riders, it's this. Colin Edwards, I want to see if he could keep up his top five practice time on Saturday and see if he can convert it into a top five run on Sunday. I really want to see what the two-time World Superbike champion can do. For the other World Superbike American champion, I want to see how much of this injury that he has, thanks to his off at Istra on the fighting lap, is going to affect him this weekend at Valencia. He says he's okay, but I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. If he pulls off a third-place finish, which he could, what a man. He's the guy. He's the man. If he could pull it off with all that pain, I'm sure it must be painful as heck to be riding in pain, especially in one of these little demon monsters that is a MotoGP bike. For Yamaha, Jorge Lorenzo, can he just continue assault the record books? It is a home country race, so why not? For Valentino Rossi, obviously, I want to see, he's probably going to do it, do his best to give Yamaha his last win in his MotoGP career. And for Marco Simoncelli, who's now someone I'm going to pay close attention, especially on this show, keep on impressing me. I want to see if you could do a third place finish. I want you to actually commit to it and pull it through and give me a third place finish this weekend at Valencia. I want to see you do it, Marco. So what's up then? You gonna do it? Come on. I want you to do it. I think you can. Bring it on, Essay, bring it on. I mean, that's my pep talk I would say to Marco Simoncelli. If I was his team owner, team boss or whatever. All right, everyone, I hope you enjoy my NWJ MotoGP report show live on blogtalkradio.com or on the podcast page at nwj.podomatic.com or on iTunes. Search for the NWJ or Aaron Gomez on the iTunes store search tablet on iTunes. As always, I welcome your questions and comments. You can email the show at agomez_nwj@myway.com or message me on Twitter at twitter.com/agomezonsports. Tune in to Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of the MWJ with Aaron Gomez. It's recapping the last 2 weeks. On that edition of the MWJ, I will talk about Talladega. I will have one of the contributing writers to SpeedwayMedia.com, Kyle Brent, will be stopping by to talk about Talladega. And I will be giving you my good, the bad, and the ugly, of course, of Talladega and Korea. So that's the MWJ with Aaron Gomez tomorrow, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Block Talk Radio. Or you can catch it later at the podcast page of the MWJ at mwj.podomatic.com or later on iTunes. Always log on to www.twitter.com/AGomezOnSports for more show times and air dates. And as always, thank you for listening. And rise and shine pretty early tomorrow. Well, late afternoon. And listen to my show Saturday afternoon. So thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.